surge in hiring. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the unemployment rate has also dropped again. Fox's Ginny Cassola details the Just Out Jobs Report live.
And Dave, the job market was even stronger than expected in April. There were 263,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, a 49-year low. Americans are making a little more money at work, too. The average hourly pay rose 3.2% in April from a year ago. The only disappointing reading, a decline in the labor force participation rate, assigned the workforce shrank slightly in April. Dave.
Ginny, on Wall Street, stock futures went up after the report the Dow could rise over 100 points at the opening bell. No reaction yet from President Trump, who did tweet about a New York Times story detailing efforts to spy on his campaign. He again claimed this is bigger than Watergate. This after the president told Fox the probe into him should be over.
Nobody has ever done what I've done. I've given total transparency. It's never happened before like this.
So Congress shouldn't be
looking anymore. This is all. Mm-hmm. It's done.
Telling Fox's Catherine Herridge, the Mueller report showed no Russia collusion, no obstruction, but Democrats say there was, and that obstruction is still going on, claiming the attorney generals lied to Congress.
Based on our reporting, House Democrats still want to bring in the special counsel. There are negotiations going on, and the Democrats are aiming for a short timeline. Meantime, the attorney general, William Barr, testified that he does not have any objections to Mueller's testimony, but Barr, of course, did refuse to testify yesterday, leaving an empty seat at the House Judiciary Committee, along with a lot of theatrics, because the Democrat-led committee voted to allow questions from committee staff lawyers. That deviates from the standard format.
There's a recall just out from GM. 368,000 pickup trucks, some Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras to fix engine block heaters that can malfunction. 19 fires have been reported. This is Fox News.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer called Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
A conviction in a case stemming from the opioid epidemic that's led to tens of thousands of drug overdose deaths. John Kapoor, found guilty in Massachusetts of racketeering. Four others from his company, Insys, also convicted for giving doctors kickbacks to prescribe a fentanyl spray. Another drug company has settled an opioid case.
A drug distributor accused of shipping millions of suspicious orders for painkillers to West Virginia has reached a settlement with the state. The pharmaceutical company McKesson agreeing to pay $37 million to settle a suit filed by West Virginia in what Governor Jim Justice says is the nation's largest state settlement of its type. West Virginia has the highest opioid overdose rate in the nation. About 2,000 lawsuits have been filed across the country against the drug industry over the opioid crisis. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
More than a year after a pedestrian bridge collapsed at Florida International University, killing six people, injuring eight others, the bankrupt construction company has worked out a $42 million settlement with victims and their families that still needs a judge's approval. A man in Hawaii is lucky to be alive after a disastrous trip to visit a volcano.
A fall from a 300-foot cliff has left a man seriously hurt. National park rangers on Hawaii's Big Island say the man fell after climbing over a permanent metal railing at the Kilauea volcano. Witnesses say the man apparently lost his footing Wednesday while trying to get a closer look at the scenic Steaming Bluff overlook. Rescuers found the unidentified man on a narrow ledge about 70 feet down. He was then airlifted to a hospital. Officials are warning visitors to never cross safety barriers, especially around dangerous and destabilized cliff edges. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Scandal on the island nation of Cyprus. The president there has fired the police chief over botching missing persons cases that may have let a serial killer murder more victims. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yeah, local news brought to you by Jamie Monticelli. With Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE. See their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com. I was distracted. Congressman Rodney Davis has just walked in. We'll talk to Congressman Davis next.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Health shows 5 area nursing homes have been fined for violations found in state inspections. The former Champaign County-owned nursing home in Urbana was fined for a Type A violation. That is the second most serious category of violation. That's a $25,000 fine. The former Heartland of Champaign nursing home was also fined $25,000 for a Type A violation. Both facilities have been sold recently. Police have arrested a suspect in connection to the fatal shooting of a teenager on August 28th of last year. Champaign police got to the scene near Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. They found 16-year-old David Sankey with gunshot wounds. He died at a hospital that night. 19-year-old Darian White was arrested on Thursday for first-degree murder. Bond was set at $1 million. The News Gazette says more than 100 people attended a memorial for Sankey the night after his death. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, cloudy with a high only 64 expected. I was on Chicago's forecast.
Well, that's okay because the Cubs and Cardinals are up there today. So
high 48 there today. So rather cool in Illinois. We've got a low around 46 for us, up to 63 again tomorrow, down to 44 with the clouds, and it's still a 20% chance of precipitation. Sunday looks great with a high 70, low 50, and partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 49 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, you can probably still run a 4440. He's in shape. Congressman Rodney Davis is in our studio. Nice to see you.
I don't think I've ever run a 4440.
I bet you run a 4 something.
Oh, I don't. I doubt that.
Kind of athletic guy. Maybe that's what we ought to do is have athletic competitions for the seat.
Hey, I would not win against most athletes at a Division III college.
You'd win against every opponent you've had.
Well,
we'd have you throw 250 feet from the outfield, see how you do.
I would have taken them all on. I guarantee
every one of them. Yes. Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th congressional district. Fred and Donna Gertz were two of our angels that helped us early with the triplets, and they came over and fed babies and had babies over at their house. You're in town to go to the Gertz Gallery Lounge at Parkland?
I am, you know, and tell Fred and Donna, you know, and the whole Gertz family that I said hello, but we've got our annual art competition. And I just noticed the hallways, the tunnel between the House office buildings and the Capitol is bare once again. All of last year's artwork, art winners in every congressional district in the nation, high school kids' artwork is down.
I love it.
Getting ready for the new ones to come.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Oh, every year it's a congressional art competition, and we let the professional artists judge because I have zero artistic talent at all.
That's wonderful.
And that picture will be there for a year.
That's wonderful. I did not know that happened. So how many winners are there?
435
That's
plus
awesome.
The delegates.
So every district has this competition.
Every district has a competition.
So cool. Yeah. And what kind of really good stuff? I mean, you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
High school kids.
High school kids. And you're walking by and you've got 435. So there are a few that obviously are going to catch your eye. I always tell the judges, remember, this piece is going to be hanging right next to very colorful artwork.
Right.
So if you choose something that doesn't pop out.
Pop.
You know, then you're going to have to focus on it. But I will see something new
entire
year.
Love it. That's a cool deal. So you're here for that.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of, you said you're not judging, though.
Oh, God, no. You don't want me to judge there, and you don't want me to
judge
dance contest.
Okay, Congressman Rodney Davis, here's your speaker.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States, and not the Attorney General.
Do they have to discredit William Barr, the Attorney General, because of the upcoming look at spying and allegations of dossier being all those things coming up? Are they worried about that, Democrats?
Yes. Yes, absolutely, 100%. That performance by Speaker Pelosi was probably, and I've seen some bad ones in my 6.5 years in Congress from her, that was probably the worst.
So should we know what happened if something bad happened for history's sake so it doesn't happen again?
100%. It's the same thing with the Mueller report. Look, people will say, wow, you know, we need to wait. We need to read the Mueller report. Well, I'm like, well, you can. Go look at it.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's redactions. There is so few redactions. Right. I mean, they didn't even redact the F word in the report. That just shows you that the administration didn't do the redactions. That was Mueller's team and DOJ for legal purposes. Hey, I'm for release it all. Unredacted.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Whatever.
But let's also unredact the FISA applications from the Obama administration that were used to spy on an American citizen that the Mueller report, and no one's debating this, the Mueller report exonerates every American citizen from colluding with Russia to affect the 2016 election. Even the ones that they, our own government, decided to get a FISA warrant, a terrorist surveillance warrant, to spy on.
Will Mueller appear before the committee, do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, he'll write a book.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a public servant, great public servant his entire life, much of his career. But I think he'll go out and write a book, and he'll go on the speaking circuit, and he'll talk about it. And that's what's sad about our whole special investigation process. You know, we then create kind of new media stars.
Mm-hmm. I'm really conflicted in this whole journalism thing. We need the watchdog to ask you the tough question, but I need it to be fair, and I need it to be equal on both sides, no matter what, you follow the story, not the party.
Absolutely.
We've slipped. We're missing that. The fuzzy line between an entertainer, personality, opinion, and the actual news, where is the line anymore?
Well, that's a question I would ask the news media. Many times I'll get asked something about I'll get asked a question based upon a comment from a social media site. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if you're asking me a question about a comment that somebody you don't and I don't know made, where is journalism going? Mm-hmm. You know, I was sitting doing an interview today and I kind of peeked over at the Facebook Live that was going on, and I mentioned the flooding, historic flooding that's going on in the Mississippi and Illinois river valleys. And I talked about, you know, I got to go to the southwest part of my district later today to go see what's going on, help our communities. And I mentioned the levels at Rock Island are the highest we've seen since 1993. And you see somebody pop up with a comment. Well, he doesn't even know Rock Island's not in his district. Well, my comment back would be, well, you obviously don't know water flows south.
You
know? That's where we have to look to determine what the flood range is going to be in our area.
Presumably, you have interest in all of Illinois because you're from Illinois.
We do, but the clear fact is you have to look at these things. But if that's where journalism is going, then you're going to see it become more polarized.
But if we don't have good journalism, I don't think the republic lasts. I think this system has to have checks and balances. They're supposed to be, get after the Republican, get after the Democrat, but don't get after one side and have a bias and show that bias. You need, I think, Laura Logan, I think Cheryl Atkinson, those kind of people, they're the journalists that we need, and yet they've been booted out of their networks.
So. Most of the, you know, what I see is local journalism as fair as you can get in many cases. Although I will tell you, I sat in an editorial board interview just a few months ago, and I had an editor of a newspaper tell me that the new renegotiated NAFTA, the USMCA, was not a free trade agreement. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? It's a renegotiated free trade agreement. It's very good, has many great programs in there to help Mexican worker labor standards. He said, because it doesn't have the word free in the title. I thought he was messing with me, but he was serious.
He was serious.
Like, all right, I'm out.
The flooding, how bad?
Going to be bad. Mm. It is. And that's why we're monitoring what's happening up north to see what level is going to come down. If you look at some of the pictures, you can go Google Midwest flooding and you'll see, you know, the riverfront in St. Louis.
1993 was really, really bad, I believe.
93 and 95
really
were the worst.
Horrible, right. 93, 95. So were you that kind of flooding?
Water levels. Here's the good news, though. You know, because Illinois partnered with the federal government back then to utilize a hazard mitigation program, they rebuilt or they took flood-prone structures off the floodplain.
Okay, good.
Rebuilt entire communities like Valmeyer, Illinois, from the floodplain up onto the hill.
Okay, good.
And so the damages are less.
Okay.
However, if you ever take a tour like I have with a helicopter during flooding, you look left when you're flying south and you see Illinois, not a lot of structures underwater, but you look right and you see Missouri, a lot of structures underwater. Wow. So some states do it right and others don't.
Congressman Rodney Davis, okay, it's always an election season. You guys are only in for 2 years, and you know anything about coming? I mean, everybody's talking about 21 Democrats running for president. 21?
That's it?
Right now, yeah, as of this morning. Wait till noon.
It seems like about 50.
Who's coming out of that?
Bernie.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty far left, isn't it?
Well, look at it. I mean, it's at some point, everybody's going to, with that many candidates, everybody's going to turn on the front runner. All you got to do is, if you want to see an example of what worked, why the Democrats took the majority again, you look back to what happened when Republicans took the majority with the rise of the Tea Party and others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they copied that, and they got the same result. Now, don't you think Bernie's going to copy, and the others are going to copy exactly what President Trump did in the Republican primary?
Mm.
The one who's going to win is the one who can control the narrative and have the best base of supporters, and there's nobody that's got that more than Bernie right now.
What if it goes to a brokered convention?
That'd be interesting. As a Republican, I can't wait to watch that.
Well, that'd be who'd come out? Who knows?
Well, they can't even broker votes in the House of Representatives with their caucus because it's so fissured right now.
Yeah,
I feel bad. I told some senators I was stranded at the airport with you just yesterday that they're making us look bad. I never thought that would happen. They're voting more than we are.
It's Congressman Rodney Davis. How do people reach you? How do they connect with the congressman?
If you want to reach out, no matter where you're at, go to my website, www.rodneydavis.house.gov. You can give me a call, Champaign office, 217-403-4690.
You're accessible.
Absolutely, man. We want to hear from you.
I think you ought to judge the art competition today, though.
Only if you come with me.
Good to see you.
See you, artiste.
I appreciate you. Congressman Rodney Davis, ESPN 93.5. Okay, quick check of sports. Just Cubs Cardinals. That's kind of the big deal. The Cubbies sweep the Cardinals. They'll be in first place Monday morning. They're 2.5 behind, so here we go.
Okay, well, Nats over St. Louis yesterday. That final was 2-1. 9 strikeouts from Washington's Steven Strasburg, who got his 1,500th career strikeout. From Wrigley today, 1:20 start, Cubs versus Cardinals as the series begins. Chicago White Sox over the Boston Red Sox 6-4 yesterday. They've got a game later on today. We have our Illini in action facing number 19 Indiana, I believe number 2 in the Big Ten, 6 p.m. start. It's the Bleacher Bum Barbecue Night with Hickory River for the first 500 stand fans. And the gates open at 5. 5 is when our softball team is in action against Purdue. The NCAA tournament for tennis is also in action. Our Illinois men's tennis team in action at 4 against Western Michigan.
Okay. You said Hickory River for free.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock.
Starting for 500 fans.
So I don't have to go to dinner.
That's right.
Hmm. I'd lay her up, though.
And it's your first beer opportunity, too.
There you go.
$6,
okay.
Stevie.
Okay, well, thank you.
I knew you wanted to take note of that.
Some water, please. I'm driving.
We've got a high 63 with the clouds down to 46 this evening. 63 the high tomorrow, down to 44. 70 by Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. The chance of rain is just slight every day. Right now, the temperature's at 50 on ESPN 93.5.
That's why I asked Brother Johnny if I'm just too tight. Because I don't believe you should have one beer and drive. That's. But I know you can have a beer and drive. All the bars wouldn't like me. I just take an Uber. I just don't think you should drink and drive under anything. Not one, because you're drinking.
Agreed.
Anyway, might be too tight. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, the job market was even stronger than expected in April. There were 263,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, a 49-year low. Americans are making a little more at work. Average hourly pay rose 3.2% in April from a year ago. The only disappointing reading is a decline in the labor force participation rate, a sign the workforce shrank slightly in April. Berkshire Hathaway has purchased shares of Amazon. It's the first time it has invested
invested in the online shopping and cloud company. Warren Buffett says he didn't personally buy the stock. It was his investment firm. It appears Walt Disney's 21 regional sports networks are being sold to Sinclair Broadcast Group. Disney was required to sell the networks following its purchase of Fox's film and entertainment business in March. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Bosch, Frigidaire, and more. Prices that are terrific, but then there's that 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke will take care of it. They're North Neal. If you're driving on Neal toward the mall, before you get to 74, you'll see them. They'll be right there on the right-hand side of the road as you're driving north.
I remember recording Dennis and his wife as she read the letters of testimony.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's why I do the wows that I do.
Yeah.
And I've heard Paul, their son, on the commercials, too.
Right.
Just great to have a family-owned and run business here in town and support them at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Yep, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's appliance-world.com if you want to get started, appliance-world.com.
We do see some text coming in to 359-2255. You're on ESPN 93.5, a 217 texter, Champaign Central alum and Champaign native Tanner Gordon pitching versus the Illini tomorrow at 2. So that led me to look up his stats. He's 6'5", and looks like he averages around 70 miles per hour on the pitch, but must have some stuff because he struck out 104 batters in his sophomore year. Champaign Central High School product, and we'll see him in action tomorrow.
Well,
two brothers, Quentin and Trey, Jody and Bob Gordon are his parents, interested in sports marketing and management.
Well, good for him. Again, kind of conflicted there. You're kind of hoping he has a nice outing, but you kind of want Illinois to win.
Yes, he's wearing the red Hoosier outfit.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that's a kind of a local thing, but again, lots going on here this weekend. I'm still kind of lamenting if I'm behind the times.
He throws was in the mid-90s, this texter saying.
I was going to say, 70 doesn't.
Okay.
You know, Nathaniel threw 70 in St. Louis in a street clothes.
Is that right?
So it's 70s quick.
Well, I thought maybe he had a curveball.
Yeah, right. Could be
that.
A knuckleball guy or something. Anyway, throws in the 90s, that's quick. Anyway, now I'm starting to kind of self-reflect here. Maybe I need to evolve. Maybe I am so old that because I'm against the legalization of marijuana, I'm against expanded gambling. I don't mind if you drink, if you don't drive. I don't give a hoot if you're old enough. If you're 21, you want to get drunk, throw up. I don't care. I just don't think you should drive. Is that just too much? A lot of people go places, have a wine, and drive. I that's fine, and you're probably fine. I just am paranoid about all of it. Because if you have one, and the officer says, have you been drinking? The answer is yes. Then you had been drinking. Are you under the 0.08? Yeah, I am. But you're not as good as if you were 0.0. I just am, and maybe I have no idea. Maybe it's like I'm fearful someday Stevie J caught for DUI. Maybe I'm just paranoid because I don't want that in headlines. But I think in good practice, knowing about all the mad and the sad and all these organizations that have risen because of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking and driving, that I'm so paranoid about bad things like that happening when it's unnecessary. And with the advent of Uber, but most people say, I'm fine. You know how you get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. I'm sure I'm fine. You're better if you don't. So I guess I'm advocate. I'm okay if you drink. I really don't. I'm not anti-drink. I'm anti-drinking driving. So maybe I've gone too far with that where you can't. I don't even toast at a wedding. Because I don't want to say I had a sip. Well, you were drinking, weren't you? No, I so that's where the whole genesis
is. I see.
Because if you...
Well, that's a real straight and narrow.
Well, but is it too straight and narrow? I don't want to be a real one of those guys when you were young, you'd look at and say, man, they're so old. I don't want to do that, but I want to stay with my principles, but I also don't want to be ridiculous. I don't want to be anal about everything. I don't want that.
I think it's good to have someone like yourself, you know, with those upstanding morals.
Well, if the majority wants legalized marijuana, what's wrong with me? If the majority wants gaming, what's wrong with me? I just believe that those lead to things that aren't very positive.
It's true.
So why would we say, acquiesce and say, well, everybody does it. Get with it, you know? I just. So at the baseball game, good for them. Have a beer. Enjoy the ball game.
That's right.
I just don't like you driving. Oh, I'm fine. You can always have a couple. I know.
but I still don't like it. I just don't. So I'm sorry. Can't help it.
Okay.
If you'd like to text in.
Everybody always harasses me later when we're done with the show. No, Diane, you were strangely quiet during
well,
that
what do you, I mean, you tell me.
Because we're opposite.
Different. Yeah. Well, and that's fine. We love you. I don't care. I'm just don't like the aspect. I don't like the marijuana because there's going to be accidents in cars. You know, that's inevitable. And why? It's unnecessary. But yet we're going to, and essentially gives a blessing to really young kids. We had some gambling advertisement on. Whatever that was, I can't remember what
like
it was. I darn near went on there to support him and made a bet. And then I said, do I want my kids to do that?
Right.
That kept me from doing it.
That's a good filter right there.
If you say, do you want, whatever you're doing, do you want your children? Mm-hmm. All you do as I say, not as I do, doesn't work.
Right.
It does not work.
You know, back in the day, I was able to run and get beverages for folks at different parties and social occasions. You know, I was single digits of my life, you know, serving people and putting records on the record player. Maybe that has attributed to my being a little more free and relaxed.
You are more party. You love a good time, which is fine.
It just makes sure you monitor early on and makes sure you got a ride home if you don't.
I don't like excess, and I don't like motor vehicles without. That's all.
That's right.
You go, you got a ride home, have fun. God bless you. Go do what you want. You're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that so many people aren't able to deal with it properly. And it kills other people. And that's a shame.
That's right.
359-2255. Just text in Fuddy Duddy. 359-2255. We'll be back. The news is next. Lots more in the next half hour. ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The unemployment rate is at a 49-year low. The April job numbers from Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the Labor Department.
263,000 jobs were created in the month of April, 236,000 in the private sector, 27,000 in the public sector. Unemployment rate fell to 3.6%.
Average hourly pay up 3.2% from a year ago. House Democrats want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify this month. President Trump says no.
The president spoke exclusively to Fox's Catherine Herridge.
Think of it. After 2.5 years and all of that money spent, nothing. Very few people could have sustained that.
President Trump also said Attorney General William Barr made the right call in refusing to show up to yesterday's House Judiciary Committee hearing into the Mueller report. Democrats were going to bring in staff lawyers to ask Barr questions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police have arrested a suspect in connection to the fatal shooting of a teenager on August 28th of last year. Champaign police got to the scene near Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. They found 16-year-old David Sankey with gunshot wounds. He died at a hospital that night. 19-year-old Darian White was arrested on Thursday for first-degree murder. Bond was set at $1 million. The city of Champaign gets a $1 million donation from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation to help with demolishing abandoned properties. WCIA says the foundation also recently kicked in $30 million to bring social services together to fight drug addiction. It looks like a sports betting bill in the state could be ready for lawmakers' consideration next week. HOIABC.com says Representative Mike Zalewski is working on the bill. He says he feels a lot of pressure to get it done by the end of the session on May 31st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years, wattscopy.com.
Up to 63 today, down to 46 this evening. Clouds and a 10% chance of precipitation. Similar forecast tomorrow. Cloudy, high 63, low 44. 20% shot at showers. Partly cloudy by Sunday and a high 70, low 50. Right now, the temperature's at 50 on ESPN 93.
News Gazette reporting that there's going to be an improvement on the very much traveled, and I've gone under that overpass a lot, the section between St. Mary's and 1st Street underneath.
Yes.
Kind of real narrow.
It is.
$1.7 million coming for that.
Okay.
That's going to be in 2021. But when they're done,
It'll be nice.
I always kind of worry about the pedestrians and the bikers.
Put a sidewalk in there.
Okay, good.
So that's part of the plan.
Well, and a lot of people do park in that area. It's now Logic. It used to be, you know, O'Charlie's and
Fifth Avenue. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they'd park in that area and then walk to the games. And, it's narrow there. It kind of bottlenecks.
Iota Sumo was in Chicago throwing out the first pitch.
I know that. White Sox had their Illini Day yesterday.
Yeah. And I saw some of the coaches and Andres Feliz over at Harvest Market yesterday.
Okay, good.
Andres Feliz is such a good player.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, on TV, he looks like, you know, normal size. He's lanky.
I mean,
6'2 or something.
I've bumped into the guy sometimes at Mary Ann's. And
I'm not so sure the big recruit that we're trying to get, former Stephen F. Austin guy that... He's a 6'8". This is his last visit. He has 1 year left on his eligibility. I'm not so sure that he wasn't the guy with him. I just didn't. That's how. Jeremy Warner, Derek Piper, those guys would have totally known everybody.
Exactly.
So I just told the coaches, hey, good going, rooting for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get her done.
Well, and I always wonder if it's a little creepy saying, you know, go Illini or.
They always appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
You know, they were great and. I said, I'm glad Iowa's back. And they said, we are too.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I think next year, the final line of basketball, there'd be tremendous optimism. I'd be very surprised if we're not preseason top five in the Big Ten, which would totally mean an NCAA tournament if you did that, which is where we want to go. It's where we ought to live. I'll get excited about your silly March Madness because I don't care when my team's not playing.
That's right.
But I'll be all in if we're in it. They'll have us going all the way, you know.
Exactly. Hey, I was reading about Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca, dying at the age of 74.
Yeah, he was in that Chewbacca suit, and everybody remembers that, right?
7'3".
7'3".
He
Chewbacca.
Played Han Solo's sidekick. Yeah. He has resumed the role for two more installments, Revenge of the Sith in 2005 and Force Awakens in 2015. But they cast him because of his height to allow him to play taller than Darth Vader. So George Lucas's comments coming out about Peter Mayhew.
Wow, I bet the casting call on that would have been slim. There are not too many 7'3" actors.
Agreed.
You know, they're just few and far between. And he was one of the favorites. I remember I'd rather kiss a Wookiee. That can be arranged. A couple of funny lines from Princess Leia and Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
That can be arranged.
Evidently, he had some spinal surgery last summer to improve his mobility. He is pictured here with a cane. Next to Harrison Ford on the red
carpet. Really tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really tall. Dead at the age of, 74?
Uh-huh.
Busey ranked among the top employers in the state for the fourth consecutive year. By the way, these jobs numbers are just fantastic.
It's awesome.
236,000 jobs created in April. Our unemployment is down to 3.6. Essentially, everybody that wants a job has a job. So the good news is, if you don't like your job... You can get hired somewhere else.
You can get work these days.
It's so good.
And it adds so much to the quality of life. I know so many people who just get a check every month and from the government. There's so much more to life when you're earning your money.
Well, and you can make more, too. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Busey ranked among one of the top employers in the state fourth consecutive year. True testament to the unique culture of the organization. Best Companies Group and Daily Herald Business Ledger named Busey 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. The survey and awards program identifies, recognizes, and honors the best places of employment in the state, and Busey's among 18 companies recognized in the large employer category, 500 or more U.S. employees. To determine the 2019 Best Places to Work, Busey was nominated in a two-part process. The organization was evaluated on its workplace policies, practices, and demographics. Next, Busey Associates were surveyed on their experience, consisting of 75% of their total evaluation. Busey wants to thank its dedicated associates for making this acknowledgement possible and fulfilling the Busey promise for their customers. From buying a home to saving for your child's education to planning for retirement and beyond, partner with Busey. Named 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. 800-67-BUSEY, BUSEY.com. Stop by one of Busey's many convenient locations today. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget, it's a week from this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's graduation week. My son Benjamin is graduating from the University of Illinois
in Urbana-Champaign.
Pretty exciting.
It is. He's done right now. Finished.
Okay.
And he's not sure. He said, wow, it feels, because he's been going to school.
Right.
Kindergarten.
And so many opportunities. He's really moving and shaking with the entrepreneurship stuff he's done.
He's got lots happening, and he's a fine young man. And then Grace and Christian, siblings, will all both graduate in December.
Okay.
And then we'll have four graduates of the University of Illinois.
Yay! How about that? Go Illini.
Yeah, pretty exciting. If you get that done, I think the old number used to be only 17% make it. I think 17% actually hold a college degree. There's a lot that go, but a whole bunch that don't finish.
That's right.
So it's a cool deal to complete. I remember I was so adamant getting my college degree. What has it meant to me? I don't know.
Right.
But I don't have a specific discipline, per se, like lawyer, doctor, some of those engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get that for that. But for other, most of us in the LAS stuff and the stuff that, you know, is kind of salesy, which is a whole lot of college, and that's one of the criticisms of college. So if you spend that kind of money, you ought to get a discipline so that make more money, like the engineering, the doctor, the nurse, the lawyer, the architect, you know, things that actually have specific knowledge.
Sure.
So you can earn more and do better to pay for this expensive college experience. But I was so adamant because it felt like a completion, really something I wanted to accomplish to get the degree, even though I don't know in the end game what it meant. It just felt great because I wanted to complete it. And it's not easy because you get distracted. Stuff happens.
Money, I know that.
Money, all of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, good to get done. 8:42, visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of you.
Hop in the car for dinner tonight. It's worth the drive to Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse, located on Main Street in downtown Gifford. It's time for your roundabout with Visit Champaign County. Terry on the line talking about Swan Lake happening at the Virginia Theater this weekend.
The Sea of LA presents their Swan Lake production at the Virginia Theater. You can check out performances on Friday and Saturday of this romantic tale with stunning sets, choreography, and amazing costumes.
You can get your motors running out of Parkland Community College this weekend. They have their motorsports show. What's this all about?
Well, it's coming back for its 20th year. It's happening on Saturday. They'll have classic late model custom cars and trucks parked to check out during the day and judging in the afternoon. And local high school teams of hot rodders will also be on hand to disassemble and rebuild Chevy Edmunds, so be sure to cheer them on.
All right, and as warmer weather returns to central Illinois, so does live music.
That's right, it's time for outdoor concerts. The Champaign Park District will bring back their Hessel Park concert this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m., with this week featuring the Edison Middle School Band. So bring out a lawn chair and a picnic to enjoy the show.
All right, Terry, thanks so much. Where can people go to learn more?
Visit ChampaignCounty.org.
Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, 15 before Jeremy Warner. What do you got?
The Nationals ended up preventing a sweep from the St. Louis Cardinals. 2-1 was the final yesterday, and today they'll be in action against the Cubs up in Chicago. That was kind of a factor. St. Louis using, what, different, second string.
Five of the starters didn't play, but they still had a shot to win. They used a lot of guys in pinch-hitting roles that hopefully be rested in a quick turnaround. You know, you say, gosh, it was a short night. Well, they flew on a charter. This isn't the days where you rode on a bus all night. I mean, they have a charter right into O'Hare, so they're going to be fine.
Right.
It's okay. Oh, it was a late night. They're going to be tired. I don't think so.
1:20 start. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals made the flight last night from Washington, D.C. to Chicago and will play the Cubs today at 1:20. Jack Flaherty against Kyle Hendricks. But yesterday, it was a lineup that rested Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Jose Martinez, Paul Goldschmidt, and Dexter Fowler, still feeling the effects of flu-like symptoms, was out for the third straight game. Yet the Cardinals were in it right down to the last out and lost 2-1 to the Nationals.
Very close game. They had several opportunities. They actually 9 hits in the game, but they stranded 10 runners. They just couldn't get the big knockout blow. Strasburg gets the win. Dakota Hudson pitched very well in the loss. Dominic Leone was outstanding out of the Cardinals' bullpen.
So what do you expect from Jack Flaherty after the late flight last night and the opener of the 3-game series today at Wrigley?
Jack will be competitive. He always is. I love the series with the Cubs. I can't wait.
The Cardinals have won 3 out of 4 on the road trip and play today at 1:20 on the air at 12:25.
Now, again, it's from Wrigley. You'll hear the action for the Chicago Cubs fans over on U.S. 105.9 with that 1:20 start. Chicago White Sox beat the Boston Red Sox yesterday 6-4. They've got a game this evening. Carlos Rondon is on the 10-day DL. He had a incident. We have Illini and Indiana. It's always a great baseball game. Starts at 6 o'clock and Bleacher Bum Barbecue 5 o'clock. The first 500 fans getting the free Hickory River. And you've got beer sales kicking in today, $5 or $6, depending on your size. If you want to get there at 5 and enjoy softball, our softball team is facing Purdue. In fact, also in that area, right off St. Mary, the NCAA tournament round 1 for men's tennis. As we have a game at 1 o'clock, but Illinois and Western Michigan starts at 4. I also have some hockey to talk about with the St. Louis Blues taking on Dallas's Stars. That series tied at 2 apiece. Philadelphia beat Toronto yesterday in NBA action. 76ers are up in that series 2-1. Game 3 tonight, series tied at 1-1. Milwaukee's at Boston and Denver is at Portland. And you might be catching some golf in North Carolina with Roy McIlroy on top of the leaderboard now in the Wells Fargo.
Okie dokie. Check your weekend weather coming up. Don't forget tomorrow. For Champaign-Urbana's best destination for cycling and home fitness, you got to think Durst Cycle. Family-owned since 1935, Durst stands for quality. And coming up, a parking lot sales event Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 5 at the Champaign location on Mattis. New, used, and everything in between. Do not miss this. Durst Cycle, Saturday, May 4th, parking lot sales event, 1201 South Mattis in Champaign. Durst Cycle, amazing quality, amazing service. Here's your weather.
Clouds today, high 63, 46 our low tonight, chance of precip 10%. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62, low 44, 20% chance of showers, but pretty much looking good as we head to Mattis on for Durst
Cycle, Ron Mattis, very big old sidewalk event.
I'm going to be browsing. I'm interested in a new bike.
Well, they get the seats is so comfortable, and then they got these 4-inch tire bikes. That you're, it's like riding a recliner.
I know.
And it's got to fit right. So a lot of people don't ride their bikes, so take your old bike in, they'll fit it right, and then you'll ride your bike.
There you go. Durst Cycle tomorrow, 9 to 5. And partly cloudy, 70 the high on Sunday. 50 now on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, that'll do her. We'll be back Monday.
Is the Young Life Golf thing today?
Young Life Golf is today.
Okay, good.
Wear a layer or two, but it'll be fun down there. Thank you. Young Life, non-denominational Christian
Stone Creek
group at Stone Creek today.
Awesome.
I'll buy lots of fun. All right, Diane, thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your weekend,
That's
Stevie.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Jeremy Warner next. Cubs Cardinals later today. Have a blessed weekend.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job.